everyone, welcome. I'm presenting on behalf of colleagues mentioned here, specifically Shanti Mahendra, Dharatri Raut, and Myla Rosenthal. And there are many, many others who have worked in this project in various phases. So I'm reporting out, my name is Ariel Higginsteel, reporting out on the contributions of male health activists to MNCH, and this is a qualitative evaluation, so a little bit different than the last one we just heard. First, a few words about the initiative that we're part of. Concern Worldwide received a grant a few years ago from the Gates Foundation, and the objective of this grant is to identify and test innovative MNCH pilot projects that achieve transformative change, involve communities, and capture learning related to outcomes as well as process. There are a few key words that are highlighted here. This is really an operations research initiative. These pilots are 18 to 24 months, so we're really trying to look at measures of change in a short period of time. There's an objective of involving communities throughout the process. We have a lot of process documentation, looking at the barriers before even identifying what our innovative approaches are, and really seeking to elicit what are approaches that could overcome barriers from diverse community members and obviously other stakeholders in country as well. And our partners are UNICEF at the global level as well as JSI. So many of you are probably familiar with the Indian context. Just a few words here. India accounts for almost 20% of global maternal deaths and child deaths. It accounts for more than 25% of neonatal deaths. This is also because it is a very large population. But even within the large population, you'll see that there are mortality rates among women and children in places in India, specifically rural areas and some isolated urban areas, are at almost as high as rates that we see in some of the very poor countries in Africa. At the same time, the government has made very strong commitments to reproductive, maternal, and child health. It is a co-convener of the international movement that started last year, A Promise Renewed, committing to child survival with USAID, UNICEF, and others. And it also, following up on that, it set targets within India in a recent strategy that was just released in 2013 that looks at child survival beyond the 2015 Millennium Development Targets. It continues to focus on underserved areas, specifically through the National Rural Health Mission and other structures. And here actually is a picture of a woman, a frontline community health worker, that is doing her registers after a village health and nutrition event. So there's a lot of outreach that's happening at health posts and elsewhere in some very removed areas. So we sought to intervene with our pilot in Odisha state, which is one of the states that has poor overall indicators for MNCH in India. And it's one of the more high-risk states that has been prioritized by the government. This is from the state-level health survey. They have a health survey at the state level in 2008. There are a few key indicators just to highlight here that girls marrying before 18 is around 20%. And what I'll speak to a little bit later are these two indicators on female sterilization and male sterilization. You'll see that permanent methods of sterilization are around 30% among women and under 1% for men. Skilled birth attendance here, under 40%, and vaccination as well is lower than the overall national standard or national rate. So I can't, unfortunately, don't have much time to get into some of the history, but there's really interesting recent history within India in terms of introduction of female community health workers called ASHAs, accredited social health activists, who were introduced in 2006. And have a number of tasks that they do within the communities related to MNCH and reproductive health, and specifically are also looking at linking to health facilities for skilled birth attendants. They're remunerated by incentives, and they have made some incredible inroads in India in the last few years, and there are a few evaluations that are starting to document that, despite all the challenges of working in the Indian context. So we did formative research in 2009 to understand what the main barriers to access were for MNCH. We did several iterations, call for ideas among community members, focus group discussions with diverse groups, and we came to the fact that while the female community health workers who had just been introduced a few years before were doing well, there were some key areas that were challenging to them, and some of them were around gender. And so we worked further with a number of different groups and identified as a pilot project a approach that would pair the female community health workers, the ASHAs, with males in the same catchment area doing some of the same areas but working on some of the same RMCH knowledge and behavior change communications through the ASHA. The National Rural Health Mission has a standard training. So the male health activists got the standard training as the ASHAs and worked alongside of them with these two project objectives of improving coverage of RMCH services delivered by the formal healthcare system and care seeking for prevention and treatment of services. So our evaluation, we sought to understand some key questions after this project was implemented for almost 2 years. We wanted to understand specifically if engaging male community health workers in community mobilization to support service delivery helped in overcoming gender barriers and strengthening the work done by ASHAs, and also if that helped in influencing knowledge levels and care practices among men, specifically men with respect to home-based care, as well as formal health care. And lastly, to whether engaging MHAs increase uptake of MNCH services, especially among the underserved communities. So for a number of reasons, and this is in part because of the introduction of a number of different schemes within India, we sought to understand, and the fact that we wanted to understand some of the how the community health workers were working together, we opted for a qualitative approach to our evaluation. There are a total of 136 participants that are sort of organized here. You can see where we spoke to male community health workers, female community health workers, and also key informants. We did a participatory ethnographic approach, which was a several-day workshop in which community members were instructed or brought through a methodology. So they were interviewing each other and recording some of the questions around MNCH, RMNCH actually, that the topics were bringing them through. So we had more insights into how they were perceiving through their interviews some of the situation before and after the introduction of male health activists. So we have three main result areas after coding all of the data from this qualitative evaluation. The first one really relates to awareness on reproductive health and family planning. We found that there was some higher levels of awareness related to family planning methods among men, what their options are. And we found that the male community health workers were indeed encouraging men to adopt a modern method of contraception, temporary and permanent, meaning there's actual some behavior change and more men opting to use contraceptives and sometimes opting for non-scalpel vasectomy if they were eligible. And the Indian government outlines eligibility, married of a certain age, having three or more children as eligible factors for NSV. So we have a few quotes here. One of them is from a female community health worker. She said, "The introduction of male health activists motivates the men. There are families in this village who have 7 to 8 children." Another, and this really illustrates how some of these community health workers started to work together. She said, "I give oral pill to mothers and to keep at least 3 years gap between children. MHA gives condom to male members taking from me as she was supplied. It was not done before." A female community health member said, "There is a change after engagement of male MHA," and they adopted which is interesting, called them like a male ASHA. "He motivates the male members of the village for non-scalpel vasectomy." A second area is access to skilled birth attendants. Now, this is both a preparedness for the birth event, and so working through with a father at his household, what are some of the considerations, transport, money, to be prepared for the birth event. And then actually on the day of, we've documented a lot of coordination between the ASHA and the male health activists in terms of finding transportation. There's a new free transportation scheme in India, connecting the woman to that scheme or finding an alternate route and getting her to the health facility for a delivery. And then there was also, while the ASHA is typically staying in the birthing room with the woman who's giving birth, the male health activist typically stays at the hospital or the health facility, providing sort of a psychological support to the father, and sometimes navigating if there needs to be medicine, or in a few cases where there's had to be securing a blood transfusion or blood donation for transfusion. And lastly, another area that we found the support was very much appreciated by the health workers was around the support to community health events, mobilizing the community members for Village Health and Nutrition Days, which are outreach days when the auxiliary nurse, midwife, and another health worker are at a health post to receive women for antenatal care and for children for immunization. And actually, so that actually means going and the day before the event to the different hamlets, as they're called, in some of these rural areas, to mobilize mothers and children to come the following day for the event, and then on the day of the event, task sharing, weighing children, and helping with some of the records. As one male health activist said, four hamlets are here. ASHA finds difficult to visit two hamlets, so I go there to inform on immunization. I inform them, the auxiliary nurse midwife comes for immunization and the Village Health and Nutrition Day. Sometimes I bring a vaccine box. So there's really a lot of that we didn't orchestrate, but there were a lot of things, there's a lot of coordination that once the male health activists were introduced and aligned with the female health workers in general, not just the community health workers, predominantly the community health workers, but also the others, that they in some villages worked quite well together. So there are a few implications in closing that we'd like to bring forward, that there are gender aspects of the work, especially for reproductive health and family planning. And I meant to mention earlier, we looked into the global literature on this, and there are not many studies that document gender of community health workers, nor these community health worker pairs of females and males working together. But the some that are, and there are a few examples also in India, are really around reproductive health and family planning, targeting that point of the continuum of care, where we think there are implications of looking across the continuum of care when it's a frontline community health worker like we're seeing in India. And then secondly, there are benefits of work sharing. This is not gender related. This is the fact that the community health workers have a lot of work to do. And in India now, there are introductions of other interventions that the ASHA is responsible for around non-communicable diseases and others. And so it's just having in some of the larger either population or geographic catchment areas, having another health worker to work with if a woman is in labor and then there's another emergency that a community health worker would have to attend to. So that's not gender specific. And lastly, the ASHA has made incredible inroads in a lot of, there are challenges in India, but it's of utmost importance in thinking about this type of a project to make sure that what she has already accomplished in many, many communities is recognized, and the introduction of a male community health worker would be in support of that. So thank you very much.
There's time for one question. Sid.
What are you, Sid?
I can't see you.
You.
Oh. Sorry, my vision.
I don't want this to be an unfair question, but is there any baseline on, for example, the number of men having vasectomy? Because you could pair that with this, even over a short time, to see if there's an increased trend. Or, you know, uptake of antenatal care by their wives. Are there any plans to build that in? Or is it there?
Unfortunately, no. And this is prior to a few of us, but there was some, there was an issue with sampling. We had a baseline, there was an issue with sampling, and we looked at the data in many different ways, and as it's probably so sad for many of you to hear, it was so sad for us, we had to discard it. We looked at facility level data to see whether we could construct a retrospective baseline in some ways, and that wasn't sufficiently reliable. So that's when we, among other reasons, justified doing a qualitative evaluation.
Thank you very much, Sarah.